Welcome to Holistic Matters, the podcast that's designed to help you become the you that nature intended. We're recording live at the American Association's Naturopathic Physicians Annual Meeting in Portland, Oregon. And we're here today speaking with education expert actually in professional curriculum development, Dave Draper. Thanks for joining us.
Yep, thanks, John.
So, David, you are responsible in developing the curricula and the curriculum platform for Holistic Matters. And there's quite a number of modules and continuing education that's available on the platform. But can you give our listeners a little bit of a background on what does it actually take to develop effective educational modules and content? It's not just something where you put together and slap together a couple of PowerPoints presentation, then post them online.
Yeah, I think that's a good question, John. You know, to me, it's about engaging and understanding both the company that's making the sponsorship, but also then the practitioner or the person that's doing the consuming. You know, you got to understand, the context of what's driving the strategy for that education, and then also understand what are the outcomes that you want the person to complete that training or that learning activity.
So what tools in curriculum development are really important to make sure that learning is taking place and has taken place?
I think, obviously we're using learning management systems is really the backbone and the strategy that really delivers that online learning. And then we're using some media creation tools. We're using like Camtasia, we're using Audacity for the podcast type learning activities. And then we use the Microsoft Office products. Understanding PowerPoints is basic, but laying out a good design that people can understand and follow simplistically is pretty important.
Right. So we have a lot of great content that's online. We have really some of the leading clinical experts in the field and subject matter experts even that have helped us develop the content. But you spend quite a bit of time with them in taking that content and then laying it out in a way that is, I guess I would describe it as a kind of a cohesive series of information and presentation points that then make learning much more effective. That takes quite a bit of time. So why is that so important?
Right. Well, it's all about learning, John, from my perspective. You want to make sure that through this process, which can be torturous and not necessarily efficient, it's really about that learner being able to understand and then really apply what they're learning. We take a lot of time to make sure that the learning activities are consumable but also efficient. You don't want to belabor a subject. You want it to be bright and engaging and understandable so that really we're keeping the interest of the learner going throughout those steps. And it's really about stepping learners through the learning process.
Right. So is there any association with, say, the amount of time that a practitioner would spend on a platform to learn that results in more effective learning, or is it really about how it's presented?
As an instructional designer, it's really about the modality. We're always making sure that we're stimulating as many modalities. We want to make sure that they're able to read it, be able to hear it, be able to see it, but then also giving them opportunities to take notes, to answer questions. One of the things that we have in our program is a study guide or is a learning guide. Those are the things that we really want the learner to take away from the lesson on, functional nutrition, for example, or herbal medicine, or neuroinflammation. We work with the practitioner to make sure that we've got learning that's really precise. It's focused and it's going to relate to what they're practicing.
Right. And so, because of the attention to this kind of a detail that we spend on developing modules and making sure that it's sound curricula and sound learning processes, all of these modules have been approved for continuing education credits by institutions that are important to our practitioners. So, how many modules for CEUs are now available on Holistic Matters?
Good question. We've got 21 modules. We've got a series of, we've got 10 functional nutrition courses. We've got some herbal medicine courses. We've got some sports nutrition courses. We've got, and then we've got a neuroinflammation course.
Well, those are awesome and really relevant to what practitioners are interested in today. There's no cost to take those continuing education programs. People just have to sign up as a standard process practitioner.
Correct, right. All they need to do is log into Holistic Matters, follow the prompts, the links, and I mean, you could literally be learning within 5 minutes of accessing the holisticmatters.com webpage, continuing education webpage.
Fantastic. So you're the brains behind sound curriculum development. You guys make sure that we have effective learning taking place. But at the end of the day, you also have a personality, I understand. So and some personal interests. So I understand you're a baseball fan.
Sure, go Milwaukee Brewers, and I'm also a Chicago Cubs fan. And you know, you got to root for the Green Bay Packers as well.
Oh, so you're a football fan. But so how do you rectify the same teams in the division with the Brewers and Cubs? I mean, that change was made, in the realignment of Major League Baseball, 10 years ago maybe?
Yeah, and actually I went to the first game that they had between them down at Wrigley Field. You know, I'm conflicted on it.
Yeah.
You know, you've got the history of the Cubs, and then you've got the Brewers that are kind of a scrappy team. And
yeah, that's interesting. So with the history of the Brewers, how come you're not an Atlanta Braves fan?
Well, you know, John, I'm a fan of baseball.
Uh-huh.
You know, I love going to baseball games, and it doesn't matter where it's at. It's really about that experience.
Yeah.
You know.
Do you like watching baseball on TV, or has it got to be a live event for you?
I prefer live.
Yeah. So that's kind of interesting. You must be a very patient guy. Most people don't really like going to baseball games because they say it's too slow. But it's kind of nice, actually, from my point of view, being in a ballpark on a great day and have enough time to talk to the person next to you and not worry about missing anything. But how do you feel about that? Is that pace ideal? Or?
Yeah, to me that's what baseball is all about. It's relaxing, but it's also exciting. You know, when the game gets going and people get up and out of their seats, you know, that's the excitement.
Yeah. Who's your favorite baseball player of all Brewers history? Thomas or
Robin Yount?
Oh yeah, well yeah. How about Paul Molitor?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Number two,
really.
Right.
But Robin Yount first, huh?
Yep. And then you gotta start thinking about Yelich. He's not too slouchy. He's a pretty good player.
Yeah. Huh. And how about in outside of the division? Any favorite players in the last 30 years?
Yeah, Mike Trout's pretty good. You know, he's pretty consistent, Mr. Consistency. I'm a Eddie Murray fan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fantastic. So what about other divisions, Yankees or Red Sox?
Red Sox.
Really?
Yeah.
How about Mariners or Giants?
Giants.
Oh, Giants or Diamondback?
That's a tough one. They're about the same.
Let's go back to the East. How about Tampa Bay and Yankees?
We keep coming back to the Yankees, but it's going to have to be Tampa Bay.
Oh, okay. You don't like pinstripes? Or?
You know, winners are nice, but you got to I'm an underdog kind of guy, so you always got to root for the underdog.
All right. Well, thanks. We're here with Dave Draper, education curriculum project design expert and baseball fan. David, thanks very much for joining us. Thanks very much for the work that you do, and thanks for giving our practitioners the confidence in knowing that when they sign up for our education modules, there's a lot of work and a lot of basic science regarding effective education that goes into it. So thanks very much for your work.
Thanks, John.
This has been Holistic Matters Podcast, preparing another educational module at the design of David Draper, who's helping us advance new clinical insights to advance the practice of healthcare. We're here at the AANP 2019 National Show in Portland, Oregon, and thanks for joining us.
This podcast features the song New Day by Lee Rosevier, licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution License. If you liked this podcast, please share with your friends and family. And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. We'll see you next time on Holistic Matters, where we are talking about how to be the you nature intended.